Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Red Dragons Football Podcast. It's All Access with Coach Perry, one of the featured Niles McKinley Red Dragons players. I'm your show host, Omar Sean. A big shout out to Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance for powering the program, and always some love to Permane Brothers here in Niles, Ohio, for giving these kids a little gift certificate and added an incentive to playing their best football for the Niles McKinley team. Coach Perry, you have to be pretty pleased. You know, this was big news in town just with the playoff win. I mean, you guys take on Streetsboro. Well, let's get back to last week and just talk about how that game went for you.
First of all, I just think from, like you said, the perspective of, being a playoff game and our kids getting to have a home playoff game, which was special. Certainly, we would have loved to have, a bigger crowd there, but to be the first team, to get to win a home playoff game, I think for our kids, and you can tell some of them are pretty emotional at the end of the game. So just really proud of an overall team effort.
Yeah, and the numbers are pretty staggering. I mean, you definitely Coach Tommy Osborne and that Wishbone, that Nebraska team back in the 80s, they would have been happy with what you did this past week. 214 by the QB. I believe that you said that earlier. That set a school record for rushing by a quarterback. That was Zach Leonard. Antoine Gardner, another 136. And our man with the bum knee still managed 16 yards on six carries. Big shout out to Travis Mulder as well. So talk about that ground and pound.
Well, it's probably opposite of what we did maybe week one, or maybe we rushed for 50 and threw 52-something in three quarters. So what really happened was they had some pretty talented, skilled players, and they went man free on us. And when teams do that, you're not able to, win individual battles, which we really didn't even try to, because if teams are going to do that, and the way our offensive line's playing, they're putting, four to six people out of the box and really cannot be effective in the run game because they have to stay honest on their man coverage. And we just feel like up front we were able to just take advantage of that and just play it more like an old school brawl and let our linemen get angles on guys. And anytime you run the quarterback, you obviously get an extra blocker in there, so you outnumber them in there. Now, if they'd have switched it up and gone to more of a zone look, we would have thrown the ball, but we were just able to take the game over, which anytime as a coach, if you could just run someone down someone's throat, it demoralizes the other team more ways.
Definitely. I mean, the ground, it is the physicality of the game and the demoralizing way not to be able to stop the opponent. How pleasing is it for you, and you referenced back to week one that, I mean, need be, that if you guys have to put the ball in the air, you're capable. And if you need to, turn out those hard yards on the ground, you have that option. You're not one-dimensional, put it that way.
Yeah, and again, I'll just, again, credit our offensive line for that because, pass blocking alone can be a very challenging thing to do. To do it as effectively as we have really is just a credit to that whole unit. You've been in here, bro. Everyone's gone, and there's our offensive lineman watching film, and they're going that extra mile. Then to be able to add on that out of the spread, typically we don't have a fullback in the game. We don't have a tight end this year. So to be able to run for that many yards without having those extra two blockers in there, it's a luxury. And to really, I'm really surprised that we've gotten to this point in the season that we're able to do it that way. This week, what we will have to do is we'll be determined a lot on what kind of looks we get out of Streetsboro, but it does give you great confidence going in that no matter what the other team does, we should hopefully have an answer for it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance. You can listen to these shows at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And as I told you folks earlier in previous podcasts, iTunes allows you a little more flexibility in terms of fast forward and rewinding, and if you miss anything that you want to re-listen to. 2006, first undefeated, I think, home season.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware of that one. I guess it's because everything's so different. I'll put a little asterisk by that and say there might be an opportunity we could play again at home. You know, one of the things that OHSAA has done is that if you get to the point where you're out of the playoffs, you can still pick up and play up to 10 regular season games. So at this point, you know, we could be still playing week 12 even if we weren't able to win this week. So we're at least going to take advantage, I would think, of a couple of those opportunities. You know, for our kids' sake, I'd love them to get another opportunity to play out here on Bo Ryan. But if we got to get on the road, we'll do that too. But, yeah, that's a pretty amazing stat to think that, you know, it's been a while since, you know, this obviously is a great home field advantage for us. This year it's different with the crowd, so it's unique that, you know, with less people here we were able to do it. Hopefully we don't lock people out in the future saying this is our good luck term. But, no, that's great. That's great for our kids. They do love it here. It is a special place, and to be undefeated at home, we'll take it.
That would be a great 30 for 30 where this program goes on to undefeated seasons, but they lock out the crowd just due to the superstitious factor. You were talking about some of the keys to last week's success. I mean, you were shedding some light on Zach Cicero. You said Permane player of the game. Talk about what he brought to the table. You were saying some pretty positive things before we went live.
Yeah, well, as I told you, we've been really, like, we got to get a lineman this in. But, you know, I'm saying we don't want to just hand it over to him. And, you know, again, maybe you could have went with Zach Leonard or Antoine to those big nights they had. But that all starts with those guys up front. And Zach Cicero, Coach Connell grades their film out each week. And give you an idea, a lineman that's doing pretty good, if they're in the 80s, I'd say, boy, that's real good. I coached a kid over at Harding, James Daniels, who's in the NFL now, playing for the Bears with a second-round pick. And he would every now and again sneak into the 90s. But Zach Cicero was in the 90 percentile in his offensive blocking this week. And that's just rare. You really rarely do you get a kid that can, you know, 90% of the time he won his battle. And then defensively, he had pressure on the quarterback all night, did a great job in the run game. I think he ended up with at least one sack. Maybe there was two. I'd have to look at that. But, you know, play that both sides of the ball like that, and he's a kid you don't ever hear from other than you see that long hair hanging out on the back of his helmet. But, you know, and but I remember him talking to you about using his hands and how, you know, the technique. If we go back and look later at his film and his sack, you'll see he actually does one of those kung fu moves and gets to the quarterback. So just really proud of Zach. He's one of our captains, and you know, I'm sure he'll enjoy that from Andy Sandwich.
Yeah, it was a pleasantry hearing him say something like that. A lot of kids come in, but, you know, not get too detailed into what they do in terms of just, you know, honing in on their craft. And you could tell that it was something that was kind of very dear that he took serious. As, you know, he took this as a serious thing to learn and really take as much as he could to perfect it.
Well, and again, I'll go back and, you know, it's a good segue right into our coach that we're going to spotlight this week, and that's Coach Aldridge. And I think most people that follow the podcast or our program know he's been our defensive coordinator. And then this year with his daughter, who's a real talented golfer over in Hallam, and he wanted to be able to spend time and watch her play. So he took a step back, and then, you know, we went with Ryan Barrett, Coach Kemp, as co-coordinator, so Coach could take a step back. But he coaches our defensive linemen. And, you know, he has really prided himself in teaching that. You know, we got to get better with our hands. I mean, he had to say that 100 times in the offseason. So obviously the kids have taken up onto that teaching. And when you see that translation from teaching moment, you know, a lot of things, and one of the things that's really frustrating, coaches, we drill. We try to drill all the things you think are important. Sometimes they don't show up on film. But when it does, you know, I'm really proud of our coaches. So, you know, Coach Aldrich is, you know, sort of staying with that and making sure the kids keep working on their hands and that to see it show up in a big moment in a playoff game. You know, I'm just really proud of the job he's done. And for years, you know, Coach Aldrich and I have coached together for over 20 years now, and he's awesome, and I'm glad to see it translate to our play.
Definitely, and it's awesome stuff. It's just amazing to think that, you know, 20 years, that's a long time. Just think about when we were in the old school doing our thing. Amazing that we're sitting here now.
Yeah, that right. So for sure, 100%.
So, all right, now you are 5-2. This week you go on the road. You're going to take on 6-0 Streetsboro. Tell the audience and the folks out there in Niles who are Streetsboro and what you have to do to kind of counter what they want to do.
Yeah, well, they're number two in the region, and they're number two in the region for good reason. I mean, they're a talented football team. They have I think about four or five kids that are scholarship players. The name that most people that are football fans will know is Mike Hall. Mike Hall's rated one of the number one players in Ohio. He's committed to Ohio State, and he's a defensive lineman. And so, you know, he presents in his own right, you know, just some big problems for us. But they have a kid committed to Boston College. They have a kid going to Eastern Kentucky. They have some Division II scholarship kids. So that just gives you an idea of the talent. And, you know, they put up big points. And I think, you know, the common opponent obviously you have is Ravenna, and they put up 63 points on Ravenna. So, you know, we certainly got to be on top of our game. But the feeling I got all week is our kids want the opportunity to play a team like this. And that's what you need out of your team. Like, if you're in the playoffs, you're going to get more, you play good teams. That's the whole point of it. You know, so it's nothing to be nervous about. We want to go in there and give it our best shot. And, you know, one thing that prepares us, and, you know, I've been on some other radio shows and I've had this answer, our league prepares us for this moment. And I think if you look at, you know, the two teams that beat us have been proven to be high-quality playoff teams in South Range and Poland again, going to the state semifinal and should have been in the final last year. So, you know, Streetsboro, they've had a nice run here, and they're trying to get over the hump themselves to be one of the elite teams in Ohio. And they have a team this year that, quite frankly, you know, maybe has the ability to do that. But we want to be the toughest out possible. And I think we go in there, and if we play a week, we've had the mindset in practice this week, I like our chances. So we want to get after it and see how good we are.
Definitely, and it is an exciting time again. Unfortunate because you know, Niles travels so well, and this town takes so much pride in this program. So it's sad.
And then you say that, I'll apologize to all the fans. I've had a lot of people ask, "Can I get a code for tickets?" And to anybody that might be listening, we have a total of 140 tickets. And you know, when you have 60 kids on the football team, or you know, whatever we're drafting these days, 40 some. And then, you know, some coaches and their families, and then cheerleaders and their families. Everybody on the football team got two tickets, and there was none left over. It's unfortunate, but, you know, again, the alternative is us not playing. So you know, we'll do what we got to do, and then hopefully, I would assume YSN has it available that people are going to be able to log on and watch the game at home. And hopefully, you know, we're heading back over to Viaduct on the way home and to a big celebration.
It was kind of ironic. I got a text last Friday. It was around, I don't know, 8:30. It was my niece, my wife's sister's daughter, and she was up here for the summers, so she knows the team. And she's like, "How can I watch the Red Dragons football game?" I was like, "That was the last text I thought I would get." But all the way in Arkansas. The Miles McKinley Red Dragons are getting some of their love. Coach, you know, we've been doing this now. It's fun to do, and you know, I think, like anything, the more you do it, the more you get more comfortable, and I think we get more comfortable and just able to shoot the breeze. I knew the games on the back end with the playoffs were a thing, but I didn't know if it was something you wanted to discuss, but you mentioned it earlier in the show. Obviously, you want to continue with the playoffs. I mean, let's focus on that. That's the big prize, but knowing that you can at least get back out there and just play some games, knowing that that is an option for these kids and you.
Yeah, it's an unknown at this point in time. You know, like, you know, at some point in time, unless you hoist the trophy of the state championship, then you're going to bow out of the playoffs as a loser. And, you know, what's the mentality of everybody involved going to be? Do you want to go back and play games? I can tell you probably almost definitively, if I say to our kids, "You guys want to keep playing," you know, we're going to get yeses. So, you know, I know the mentality of our kids. I really believe that they'll just say, "Yeah, coach, we want to do it." But, you know, from a program standpoint, as a head coach, we want to play as many games as we can because it's another week of opportunity to practice. And, you know, you take a program like Curtin. I mean, every year it seems like they're in the state finals. You add that up, every 2 years, that's an extra season of practice. You know,
true.
It's 5 weeks. This week, the playoffs are 7 weeks long. It's like you almost play two full seasons. So, you know, we definitely, you know, want to play as much football as we can, and we love that for it to be playoff football. At any point in time that we're out of it, we're going to explore options, I think, to pick up games until, I think it's November 13th where they say you can no longer complain. You know, and there's a lot that goes into that as well. You know, what's going to happen with COVID? You see in Ohio, yeah, the cases are picking up. I mean, I think everybody
Definitely. And then, yeah, definitely, we don't want any setbacks in terms of outbreaks here in the city, especially with the team. Coach, we're about to grab the featured player of the week. And you, our new thing is you intro them and then you go grab them. But who we have this week, and share a little bit about who they are and
yeah,
what they
bring. I think it's probably our first underclassman we've had this week, and that's Matt Keeley. Matt's only going to be a sophomore for us, and he's really, really done an outstanding job. And you know, he was a kid, and you know, all you, you know, everybody wants to be a star. They want to be the running back, the receiver. But he was playing running back for us. He found himself down on the depth chart a little bit just because of his, you know, his age and whatever. And knew we had, you know, a little bit thin up front. And we had really discussed on moving him, but he actually beat us to punch and said, hey, you know, I'd be interested in going playing line. I know we need help up there. So we tried him out there, and then. Boy, was he been a really just a tremendous player up there, to the point where, and I told him this, and I think if he works hard in the next couple of years, he may, college may be coming and knocking at his door. He's a super athletic kid and seems to have a passion for getting better, and he's naturally strong and gifted, and he's a great student. So I think with all those things, the future's bright for him, and each week he seems to be getting better and better, and really excited about what he's done for us. Even in the kicking game, Chip getting hurt, he's a kicker, and you know, that just tells you, you just like, Coach, I've never kicked a football. Well, you played soccer background, and she has great feet prep. Boom, next thing you know, he's kicking and doing an outstanding job.
Fabulous stuff. Well, Coach Ferry is going to go get Matt Keeley as he joins the Miles McKinley Red Dragons football podcast. Always a big shout out to State Farm Insurance, located here in Niles, Ohio, and as well as Permane Brothers. And if, again, if you folks missed any of these shows in their entirety, like, they'll download and listen to them at your leisure. You know, Blog Talk Radio and iTunes are opportunities to do exactly that. And we're going to get on with this. And again, going back to some of the numbers, 217 carries for both Antoine Gardner and Zach Leonard, 214 for Zach and 136.
Graduated
with the office,
too.
Yeah. Well, and this is Matt Keeley. Yeah. And
we'll
well, you know, I always used to rough his uncle. Well, you know me.
Yeah.
I used to intimidate your uncle.
You,
yeah, he was scared of me growing up. He might be hard to believe looking at me, my 5 foot frame, but no, I'm joking.
Oh,
yeah, your uncle's a good dude. I actually, well, I see him periodically. Matt, Coach, even before we went live, I really get the goods on you. And he was really raving about what you're then, your unselfishness. And listen, I mean, I'm part of a, you know, I do some stuff as well with football. And I mean, coaching staffs love an unselfish player, and they love a kid that's really commit themselves anywhere to help the team. But he talked about you, you know, the depth chart, just because you're a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
And but you're like, you know what? I don't care. I just want to play. And they put you on the line, and you've blossomed. Just talk about that mindset and what brought you to that point to say, hey, I want to make the move.
Well, really in the offseason, I started working with a couple of the seniors from last year, and they saw my potential with my hand in. I just figured it was the best decision for me. So went down there. First practice was a little rough, but at the end it was worth it. I feel more at home down there. It's, I don't know. Seems less of a struggle. I feel like, I don't know, it's just for me.
Definitely.
More there.
And your coach said you're one of the strongest kids on the team.
Yeah,
you really bust your tail in there, and you do have that great form. I'm curious. I mean, going back, I mean, you know, football prior to this, did you have – on the line, or were you always the guy with the ball in your hand?
Always in my hand. And I really didn't know what steps were, didn't know my hand work, just adapted to it on the off season and got used to it.
So what was it like? So you used to kind of just care getting tackled. What was it like just starting to get these guys coming at you violently?
I mean, with me, I would say when I was in the backfield, I did a lot of blocking, so I knew a little bit of hand techniques, but I mean, it was just a big change, big jump, different opportunity. That's really about it.
And you've taken it. And you're filling in for Zena, who's out. I mean, how did that come about?
I mean, I played soccer a couple of years, but I had to come out. Coach Leonard said, kick a couple field goals. Saw that win, and you want to be back there. So, been sticking up to that, too.
And is that nerve-wracking?
It honestly is. I miss him here and there, but when it comes to game time, it's just, I don't know. Me and the ball, that's all I think about.
Well, you look pretty relaxed doing it. You know, I mean, I watch the film throughout the week. Well, you know, I mean, not throughout the week, but, you know, I'll take a day and watch it. But, I mean, you look relaxed back there. You look like you belong to do it, put it that way.
I try to stay composed to it, but, I mean, it's all in the head. It's all I think about. me and the ball, one strike, one opportunity.
So now you guys, what was it like being part of this playoff win? You know, I mean, we don't want to, you know, take away from what you guys have to do this week, but I mean, you always got to celebrate what you've accomplished.
It was a big celebration. I mean, I honestly didn't expect that much excitement that came to my body. It was a crazy feeling.
Yeah.
Good, very good feeling.
Yeah. Well, we talked to the players. I mean, what's it like? I mean, you know, you're really, you know, part of the heart of this team. I mean, you're really making an impact, but you know, in the stands, you know, you're not going to see everybody packed in with O'Brien. Well, for you, what's this been like?
I mean, the start of the season, it seemed to be such a struggle, but after so long, everyone's getting used to it. It's like the new normal, pretty much.
Yeah. Sad new normal, but nonetheless, it is the new normal. Now, everyone who comes on the show, we kind of just like reminisce. I mean, backyard days, and I mean, who did Matt Keeley want to be growing up?
Honestly, I've always had my mindset towards football. That's one thing I want to do the rest of my life. Want to go play college ball. The one thing I want to do, that's why I did put my hand in the dirt, because I knew I had an opportunity, and I just took it.
I mean, you have great size, and I mean, you're a sophomore. I'm sure you're going to grow, and if you turn out like your uncle, your other siblings, I mean,
it'd be pretty nice.
His uncle Brian is a big man, probably two of me, at least two of me. At least, so like I said, he's a big dude and a good guy. For you this year in Streetsboro on the way, he was talking about, you know, one of the players, I think Hall, he got a scholarship to Ohio State. So what's it like knowing that you guys are going to have to contend with somebody of his level?
A lot more practicing along the week. Not too worried about it. Just got to keep – I got to stay in front of him. Can't let him get behind me on the sides. That's about it.
Are you a trash talker out there?
You know, you got to slip a few words once in a while. It happens.
Yeah?
I don't know with him, but we got to see. It may happen.
Yeah, you know, if you guys are sitting across from Matt, Matt looks like a, you know, I mean, granted, you still have your massive size O-lineman in college, Matt looks like an ideal safety. He looks like a prime safety or something like that. I mean, if we put you in a college uniform, I think this kid's going to, you know, play linebacker or safety or some of that. But he's doing his stuff on the line. Long, lean frame. But you get after it.
Very fun. Very fun position. I love it.
It's my favorite position. I tell everybody, I mean, if I'm at the game putting the binoculars on a guy, I love finding a nasty, minded offensive lineman. And you just, you know, the play goes off to the left and you follow him to the right and he's putting the guy's elbow. It's good stuff. Well, hey, we don't want to keep you too long, but we do appreciate you sticking around and doing the show with us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, definitely. We call it three and out. Three, a couple off the wall questions. We've been kind of sticking with the same questions. Do you play video games?
I do once in a while.
All right.
I flip up, play a couple games once in a while, but that's about it.
No, fair enough. Zach Fisher wasn't it. He said he really wasn't much into video games. So.
He knows I'll mess him up in Madden. That's why he doesn't get on much.
Even though you're not that much, you're still able to.
Oh, yeah.
Is Zach bad at video games?
Horrible.
Do you almost take it easy on him? Because it's.
You have to.
What's his worst, I guess, the worst of his best, what's he's just bad at doing? Or what do you love doing to him that just frustrates him?
Honestly, if we're talking football-wise, it's definitely got to be hold him on the inside. He can't stand it. That's one thing with him he can't stand.
I love it. Now, you are a offensive lineman. You also are the kicker right now for the Miles McKinley Red Dragons.
Yes, sir.
Let's play hypothetical. You guys are going to be down to the final seconds of this game in Streetsboro this weekend. You're about to go to 6-2. Give Streetsboro the first loss. You're going to win the game. You're either going to kick a 37-yard field goal.
Oh, man.
Or they're going to do a little tricky, making you eligible, and they're going to do a little trickery, and you're going to catch one from Zach for maybe 3 yards.
I would definitely pick the eligible. Definitely be eligible.
Too much pressure on me.
Way too much pressure. I thought I was going to have to kick a game-winning field goal on Gerard, but good thing I didn't have to. It was a little sense.
You know what? I think the good thing is you feel the pressure, so I think it almost probably decompresses once you're out there. I think sometimes if you're kind of nonchalant, like, dude, I can nail this from 70, you get out there like, hey, the lights are bright here on Friday night. Hey, Matt, best to you. And again, to your family, it's nice knowing that, Brian's your uncle. And,
appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank
it's a good, good, good group. So, hey, best to you to the Royals and McKinley Red Dragons. As always, we appreciate you stopping by the McKinley Red Dragons football podcast, Access, All Access, and Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance and Permane Brothers. A big shout out. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.